Okay, was it better in the past? I mean, TH addition to was it better in the past? I don't even remember if I'd made I don't think I made an explicitly dedicated was it better in the past episode. So here is some addition to it. Now, when all this is said, I guess we, most of us agree and admit that we kind of like and appreciate the living standard we have today. Compared to that in the past. Well, a 100 years ago, my apartment would have had a cast iron stove for wooden fuel. An open furnace for heating also. Wood powered. And kerosene lamps. And candles. I haven't lived like that. And like it actually. It's not at all a life of suffering. But cutting wood and heating up the stove and the rooms and all that take some time. valuable time I could have spent playing a computer game or browse social media. And it requires some physical work. I will be too tired to do my workout at the gym. Well, I mean, I guess you see where I'm going with this, but yes. It wasn't all bad in the past, and it ain't all bad now. And the thing is, this standard of today, it costs money. And if by any chance there is no money sometimes, well, the learning from living in the past might be valuable. But yes, we like the living standard we have, if we have a decent living standard, that is. Of course, far from all of us on this planet do. But the thing is, and it doesn't take a genius to make that calculation. So much value is being produced today. There's so much money and wealth. Maybe as it has never been before. So there, is financially, resource-wise, completely realistic that each and every one of us humans can have that decent, I would say, middle-class standard that I grew up with. You have your apartment or house. Your electricity, your heating, your kitchen, your bedroom, your living room. That kind of basics. And as a matter of fact, I think that modern democratic societies who pride themselves for being that, caring for its citizens, should make it a citizen's right to have a home, a decent home, what I'm talking about now. So I'm not talking today about that government should supply a decent minimal wage, salary for each citizen, which I also agree with. Oh, we can skip that. Which is also a great idea. But a home, a place to call home in this world. And heat and water and all that. You wouldn't want to be without it. And we shouldn't let anyone be without it. It's just the basics of what a government should and could do for their citizens. Because, you know, governments are supposed to do things for the citizens in democratic societies, right? Government for the people, by the people, and all that. Now, when there is the opposite, a few becoming filthy, super rich, while causing widespread poverty among the rest of us, that is generally not the idea of democracy, is it? So, anyway, even here the solution seems so simple that you might wonder why no one else came up with the idea before. Share you who have more than you need. You may have noticed won't be able to if you try. That all that unnecessary pile of money and stuff that you have above what you actually need does not make you happier. On the contrary, and this we can spell out with characters, text, bam. It becomes a burden. And you know that. You can sure tax their thieves, taxes, envious people. False friends. Yada yada. But the real cool thing with being super filthy rich is that if you take even just half of all that which you don't need and share it with others, help people to get homes, to get a basic salary. Do cool things to help people get on their feet again. Clean up their environment. Because I guess yours is pretty clean already, right? And what is the return on investment? People will like you for real. You will receive gratitude instead of envy. You will be loved. And that, my friend, in case you forgot it, is what we all want. I can throw in the Beatles here. Any case, the past or the present acting in the present, learning from the past, of course. We all know that too. But you see, there's much more to learn. Real good stuff. For instance, all we have been talking about here the past 3 minutes comes from a little verse in one of the Upanishads of India. Isha Upanishad. Whatever it was. This is wisdom. From ancient writings that were once considered the highest treasure that India had, and is still considered so by many people there. Because it helps us. To live happily, healthy, successfully. This is one simple little pearl of wisdom that could maybe, even in itself, cure the misdirected civilization of Earth today.